Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. This week we've been looking at the defenses that God gives us when we live in a world with an enemy of evil, an enemy fighting against good called Satan or the devil, and that we don't need to be scared of that, but we can know that God has protected us. He's given us some defenses, and we heard them described yesterday in some interesting metaphors, the idea of a helmet and a sword and a shield and shoes and all these things. And what Paul was doing was describing the kit of a Roman soldier. He would have known lots. He was a Roman citizen, well-traveled. He would have encountered Roman soldiers quite a bit. And when he wrote this, he was probably chained to one or awfully close to one. So he knew what Roman soldiers looked like and what their equipment was for. So first of all, he starts with a belt. That might seem strange to us. What's the belt for? Well, the belt was a bit different. Technically, it was part of his undergarments. It was used for girding a soldier's loins. If he needed to run and fight, he couldn't have his tunic, his long robe, getting all caught up in his legs. So he would use the belt to cinch everything up so he could run, be ready for action. He would also have used his belt to hold his sword. And so the belt was all about being ready for anything, ready for any attack that might come, ready for action. And I think that's what Paul's saying here as well, that God has us ready for action. Nothing can surprise us as followers of Jesus. We should expect trouble in this life. Following Jesus doesn't mean that we will have the perfect, wonderful life. Jesus certainly didn't. It does mean we will be ready for whatever comes, though, because God has given us that belt so that we're ready. Well, second is the breastplate of righteousness. That one, we definitely, you know, when we hear breastplate, we think of armor. It's the plate that would have been worn on the front and or back of a soldier as he fought. And so the breastplate of righteousness was protection against whatever came his way. And in this case, it's the attacks of the devil. It means that the vital organs, the most important part of keeping somebody alive, are protected. And so I think the breastplate of righteousness is meant to tell us that what matters is protected in our lives. Our enemy, the devil, Satan, can fight against us, can take all kinds of material things, can give us all kinds of trouble in this physical world. But what's vital about us is protected. Our soul is protected. It's hard to feel defended when we live a hypocritical life, and that's why it's the breastplate of righteousness. Our pursuit of the righteous life, of living as God intended, living as God has taught through Jesus, through the Old Testament part of the Bible, and so on. This righteousness is part of that breastplate. And it's not a righteousness that wells up inside us where we just suddenly start living right and that protects us. But rather, it's a righteousness that God gives us through Jesus' sacrifice, his death on the cross and his resurrection. That's where righteousness comes from, that protects what matters most about us. Well, the boots are next, and the boots would have been an important part of a soldier's kit. It meant he could travel down the Roman roads, and the Roman roads were an important part of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire grew through expansion and conquering other neighboring countries, and then within that area was what was known as the Roman Peace, the Pax Romana. A key part of that Roman peace was that there was a network of Roman roads connecting all these different parts of the empire together, which meant they could deploy their forces quickly to another area to protect their borders or to expand their borders. It was an important part of the Roman system. And so when Paul mentions the boots of the peace of the gospel of Jesus, he's definitely referencing that. He's saying these boots that a Christian wears are all about spreading the good news to new frontiers, about expanding God's kingdom. They're about bringing his good news to the edges. But it's not the Roman peace, which is, you know, won by conquering people and killing people, but rather it's the peace of the good news of Jesus, which is a different kind of peace altogether. Well, the next one's interesting, the shield that extinguishes the flaming arrows of Satan. Isn't that a great image? The idea that, you know, in life sometimes we are under heavy attack, flaming arrows flying in at us, but this shield stops them and extinguishes them, renders them useless. Something so scary, so dangerous, is nothing when it meets the sword of the shield of faith. So there's good news there, that direct attacks from Satan can be stopped, not by us, but by the defenses God has given us. Well, the helmet's the other piece of gear. A Roman soldier would have had a helmet made of bronze or iron, and the helmet protected their head, the knowledge center of life. And I think there's something here as well in the helmet of salvation. God wants us to know that we are saved, that no matter what happens in this world, no matter how fierce the battle gets between good and evil, He wants us to know that our salvation is assured. If we know and love Jesus, then our salvation has already been bought and assured. We are not fighting to earn our salvation. We are fighting for and with and protected by the one who gave us that salvation. He wants us to know that, and for that to protect our thoughts and our minds against the psychological attacks of the devil. Well, finally, there's one more, and it's the only offensive weapon that's listed here, and it's the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, and it's the Bible. It's God's Word. God's Word is what actually impacts the enemy. It's not just defending against the enemy, but it can take him down. And so, whenever the devil tries to lie to us, like he tried to lie to Jesus when he was tempting Jesus in the desert, Jesus used the Bible to fight against Satan, to shut down his attempts. And so can we use the Bible to refute lies with truth. So there we have it. The armor of the Lord involves all these things. And the question I want you to think about and discuss with a group of friends, fellow commuters, colleagues, or family today is this. What do you think it looks like for someone to actually wear this armor day to day? How does it change them? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.